A warning for them that hear the next candidate talk of making America great again. Friends, do you like being lied to? Neither do I. And with that said, I felt it time to share with you what it is that I've been sharing over the last 6 years when it comes to the likes of a Donald Trump. As you know, Donald Trump has been groomed by the mainstream media in America for over 30 years now. You know, as Donald calls them, the mainstream media, fake news. Well, he's right. And they did this in a favorable light. Donald Trump, like the Kardashians, have done nothing to warrant such acceptance and favorability that the mainstream media has given unto them.
You are all often described as famous for being famous. You don't really act. You don't sing. You don't dance. You don't have any, any talent.
But we're still entertaining people.
What I ask, you must answer. What is it that Donald Trump has done to attain such worldwide notoriety? Think of this for a moment, if you would. Why would Oprah Winfrey, back in 1988, have Donald Trump on her highly successful show asking him the question, teeing it up for him, of course, if he would ever consider running for the presidency of the United States of America?
This sounds like political presidential talk to me, and I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Probably not, but I do get tired of seeing the country ripped off.
Why would you not?
I just don't think I really have the inclination to do it. I love what I'm doing. I really like it.
Also, it doesn't pay as well.
No, it doesn't.
Friends, this is known as forecasting and conditioning. In 2004, Donald Trump was given his own television series called The Apprentice. This is to give you the impression, the people at large, that if anyone can get the job done, surely it will be Donald Trump. The opposite is true, but the American people, not quite learning the lessons from the past, that is from the corrupt in Washington, along with the machine working hand in glove with the spin doctors and the useful idiots in the CIA mockingbird-controlled media, I gotta say, not bad for a guy who has done virtually nothing to receive all of this attention that he's been mysteriously handed. So without further narration on how it is that he got to the position with the help of his cronies in high places, let's get to what it is that he told the people in promise and what it is that he actually did. Remember, Donald Trump told us on the presidential campaign trail that he was going to look into Hillary Clinton's lies and scandals with that special prosecutor?
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it, and we're going to have a special prosecutor.
Well, that's what he said, but 41 seconds into his victory speech, he tells the American people,
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely. Now it's time.
Friends, his first legislative act, as they call it, was the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, which is described by the 2,232-page bill by Donald Trump as ridiculous, but said that he felt the need to sign it because of his duty to protect the country. As a matter of national security, I signed this omnibus budget bill, Trump said. There's a lot of things I'm unhappy about in this bill. I say to Congress, I will never sign another bill like this again. See, Trump complained that the bill was too long with too little time to read it. This is what's in the bill. $12 million scholarship for Lebanon. $20 million for the Middle East Partnership. $12 million in military funding for Vietnam, $3.5 million in nutrition assistance to Laos, $15 million in development assistance to China, $10 million for women Leos in Afghanistan.
Here we go.
Revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
Very recently,
we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I just wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribed, and or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Subscribe as well. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up. WEAG FM 106.3, WEAG FM 106.3 is picking up the Sons of Liberty on top of the 160 affiliates that we have across the country. This is in Gainesville, Florida, Stark, Florida. And again, it is our friend Dave over there in that particular area, WEAG FM 106.3. Thank you for your trust. We appreciate you, guy. Folks, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, folks. True that. Folks, we're seeing a lot of this anti-Semitism coming out. And what they're doing is they're equating it to anti-Zionism. And I want to make clear that you understand anti-Zionism. Understand those that are calling them Zionist. As Biden rightly said, he said, you don't have to be a Jew to be Zionist. Of course. But the Zionist, which, by the way, many of the prime ministers who don't even go by their own names, like Mylakowski, Netanyahu, just making clear here, Revelation 3:9, they all claim to be Jewish when, in fact, they're not even from that region. So I want to make clear that you understand that this is the Mockingbird media and the said government that are hard at work creating new monsters to basically attack their political opposition. Mark my words. Just ask the Bolsheviks, friends. Just go back to the 1920s. See exactly what took place in Russia. It's exactly what they're trying to repeat here, friends. Pay attention to the fact that 60 million Christians were murdered by the Bolsheviks during that particular time that used anti-Semitism as the excuse to kill them. and equate that to what you're seeing with the Noah Hyde laws. Folks, here's the deal. I want to say it loud and clear. You know, all of you people out there that continuously revert back to conspiracy theory, you better understand that got popular when people started questioning the government for their part to play in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Okay, so what do you have? You have, again, the Mockingbird media, the spin doctors, the useful idiots, as Vladimir rightly called them, doing what? Giving cover as accomplices to those that are responsible for conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, which is very real. So again, I want to make clear that we all understand what's going on here. They're creating new monsters within, friends. They're creating new monsters within. They've lost the narrative, so now they're going to start to use totalitarian methods. We've already played how many audio videos for you, showing you how they're going to come after you, how they're going to discredit you. I just played a video from Mylakowski a week and a half ago when he took the reporter's phone and said, listen, if we want to go ahead and discredit you, I can do it right out of modern-day Rothschild's Israel. Folks, everything in present history, I'm telling you, folks, has been revised. And it's been revised to the point where it's inverted. And I addressed this a couple days ago, but folks, you need to stay aware as to what's going on here in your country, because there's so many things that they're trying to set as a premise that are premised on untruths every step of the way. So let me say it one more time. Anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitic. Okay? Anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitic. And I want to tell you why they're creating this. Because they want a pass concerning the crimes that they're guilty of committing against a people on a worldwide basis. It's exactly what it is. What do you see the medical industry do here in the United States of America concerning the last 5 years of the last created crisis? Well, we found out in 1986, Ronald Reagan, none other than Ronald Reagan, you know, the guy that was so loved by the American people, who betrayed the American people, took sides with the pharmaceutical companies, and in the process of doing so, granted what? Impunity to the pharmaceutical companies, as if to suggest that they're above the law. Oh, I got more to tell you about that, friends, because Donald Trump just did the exact same thing. And I can prove the point concerning the point that I am making to solidify it and to confirm it. And this is how I do it. How many people have been brought to justice concerning just the last crisis? Just the last crisis. How many people have been brought to justice just concerning the Epstein files? Namely, Donald Trump, as I've said before, whose name is on those files with less than 1% released, a majority of it redacted by your federal agencies protecting not just Donald Trump and his criminal administration, but themselves. Less than 1% of the Epstein files have been released, people. And his name appeared over 16,000 times. I know people don't want to hear that. I don't know why you don't want to hear that. I think you just think it's going to go away. No, the only thing that's going away is your freedoms. Okay? But it's interesting. You ever heard of Carroll versus Trump? Did you know that back in May of 2023, a federal civil jury found Donald Trump liable for sexual abuse and defamation against writer Gene Carroll for 1990 incidents? Oh, folks, rape. But yet somehow or another, his idolaters don't want to see no evil and hear no evil. Do you not understand why you refuse to deal with it, what's coming your way and what's coming after your kids? Who do you think is child trafficking all of these children every year in America that go missing, friends? Who do you think is doing that? If you do a little homework, and if you pay attention to the things that we continuously address here concerning Watergate, which was a cover for a scandal, a pedophile scandal with your politicians back in the 70s, and then in the 80s, they come back and they have Boys Town, and then after that, they have the Franklin cover-up case, and now we have P. Diddy, now we have the Epstein files. It's like the Lord is saying, I'm not going to let this go. When are my people going to stand up and bring justice? Justice upon the guilty. But again, friends, you can just act like it's going to go away at the expense of your own children. Shame on you. My goodness, people. You know what? I praise God. Someone was enforcing the law when I was a little kid to make sure that my life was preserved and the guilty were taken down and the innocent were shown mercy. by the enforcement of that law. Because without it, friends, we don't have liberty. I'm going to come right back and we're going to pick this up again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. Francis Turretin said, effectual calling is an act of the grace of God in Christ by which he calls men dead in sin and lost in Adam through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to union with Christ and to salvation obtained in him.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSradio.com.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, a diplomat, governor of Virginia, secretary of state, and the third president of the United States of America. The doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man, the practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society. He, God, has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses. I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preferences to all others. Thomas Jefferson stated, I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Stick to the topic. Please stick to the topic again, 281-845-4704. I highlighted this yesterday, and I'm going to highlight it again. We have a woman who says she's an Epstein victim, has claimed that these are tapes of Donald Trump that will forcibly end his presidency. She alleges these recordings, if released, contain proof of misconduct so serious that Donald Trump would have no choice but to resign. The claim is unverified for now, saith they. And here's the mainstream media again, protecting the pedophiles, friends. But it has already triggered a firestorm in Washington among Trump's allies and critics. Well, I just got a question. What do you mean it triggers a firestorm? If it's not true, turn around and go back after the individuals that are making false claims. And since we're here, I just did a little bit of a search during the break. And it's not hard to find, friends. Over and over, you're going to see Jessica Leeds. You're going to hear of Ivana Trump, his former wife, Christine Anderson, Stacey Williams, Jill Harth, Lisa Boyne. Five former Miss Teen USA contestants, In April, it goes on. The Howard Stern goes on. He was talking about his filth and what came out of his mouth. We have E. Jean Carroll, Temple Taggart, Miss Utah, Kathy Heller, Amy Doris, Karina Virginia, Karen Johnson, Bridget Sullivan, Tasha Dixon, all came out. All came out against Trump, accusing him of sexual advances or rape. Melinda McGilvery, Natasha Stornoff. Hey, folks, how many people are sitting in jail right now because the mainstream media makes allegations? Why do they have to sit in jail for a year and a half before they're actually brought to a juror of their peers? I'm just kind of curious. How does this work? How does this work for your said representatives that they can do whatever they want to? Because the people let them. Here's another one. Juliet Huddy, Rachel Crooks. I'm not done. Samantha, I guess all these women are liars, people. And it doesn't stop there with the women. There's more information coming out as well. Little kids, boys that came forward concerning the crimes of yours truly, friends. Nina Lakesinson, Samantha Holvey, Jessica Drake, Summer Zavoris, Cassandra Serrells, Elva Johnson. Folks, it took me 30 seconds to, it didn't even take me 30 seconds to find what it is that his idolaters don't want to see. And it shows you. I was talking to morning show host Tim Brown from the Sons of Liberty this morning, and we were talking about this, and he goes, I just don't understand what these people don't want to see. I said, they don't want to see it because it's in them. They're guilty of it. It's the same thing when we talk about preachers, when they don't preach out against sin. Why don't they preach out against it? Because they're guilty of it. And yet the sad part about all of this is 81% of them call themselves to be Christians. Nothing could be further from the truth. And I wish people knew the word of God, so when they say someone's a Christian for the hypocrisies in which they display, they would know that nobody rebuked them hypocrites more than Christ himself. So don't blame Christ for the very things that he rebuked himself, but they don't know the word. They know how to parrot what the mainstream media tells them. Oh, and they're good at that, friends, but yet they don't believe the media, right? Yet they don't believe the media. Just want to let you know, that's what they say. I'm not, folks, their hypocrisy stinks to high heaven, to say the least. Let's go on here. I want you to check this out because here's a brand new piece. And speaking of the father of the vaccine, who's responsible for saving all of these lives, I want you to listen to this carefully. I'm going to go ahead and replay this again. Again, Facebook is doing this new thing, and I don't know if it's just me or not, but they're playing games with us, folks.
Been indicted.
According to Rand Paul,
she just asked the question, why has Fauci not been indicted? Listen carefully.
Approaches Biden in his advanced state of cognitive decline, and Fauci requests 10 years of clemency. So why would a doctor who's head of...
So Fauci... went to Biden, and Biden granted him 10 years of clemency. In other words, he said, why did he ask for 10 years? You should listen to that wording, friends. Why did he ask for 10 years? What's going to happen between now and at the end of 10 years? What's going to happen during that dash? Ask yourself the question, why would Fauci go to Biden and say, I need 10 years of clemency? Why would he need clemency if he wasn't guilty? And again, I want you to understand that the idolaters, Trump worshipers, the cult of Trump, for those that are left, oh, and I meant that, for those that are left, it's interesting how they say that Biden was responsible for what Trump started. I mean, again, you can't make it up. And you don't have to ask me. Ask Donald Trump. He brags about it. He brags about it. But again, I'm showing you a video right now with Dr. McCullough, a lady asking a question, why has Fauci not been indicted yet?
The National Immunology, Allergy, and Infectious Disease Branch of the NIH for decades, and the lead coronavirus advisor, why would he ask for 10 years of clemency?
What do you think that he knew?
He must know that he's committed grave crimes. Fauci fraudulently concealed the source of the virus, put us way behind on early treatment in our response, and people's lives were lost. His second crime is he actively worked to suppress treatment of all type. And his third crime was he relentlessly pushed genetic, grossly unsafe vaccine.
So that's purpose. That's called premeditation in his crime. Has anybody taken the time to see the consequence of someone that's guilty of doing that? It's death. It's death. Everything McCullough just said here is what we all know. Where's the justice? I mean, they're guilty as charged. Oh, you ready for this? I want you to see this. Going back to Donald again, I didn't plan this, but Arian Siri said the real Donald Trump admin just filed a brief in the U.S. Supreme Court betraying religious liberty by arguing it is perfectly fine for employers to have policies that allow medical but not religious exemptions to vaccination requirements. Oh, wow. What a man of God. Not. My goodness, people. He's attacking his support base every step of the way, and they are acting as if he's not doing it. Let me show you this. I think it's important that you all get this, friends, because here's Donald Trump. This is brand new. www.congress.gov. Go there. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. On July 1st of last year, the Supreme Court issued a divided 6-3 opinion, Trump versus the United States. Listen carefully. For the first time in American history, the existence and scope of a constitutionally based presidential immunity from criminal indictment and prosecution. Remember how I told you what they did back in 1986? They pronounce themselves innocent concerning the crimes that they're guilty of, you know, through impunity. They're impervious concerning the laws that are to be enforced against anybody else, but it doesn't apply to them. Folks, that is not government. That is tyranny at every given step. Now you have right behind this Donald Trump saying, along with the help of the corrupt 9 unelected black robe tyrants, because that's exactly what they are. We should put branding on all of these black robe tyrants, friends. You'll see who they really work for, because it's not the American people. It's a fascist state. And that's why these individuals have been appointed to bring about resolve concerning the tyrants and protecting them against the people that they're supposed to be protecting. That's what law does. Condemns the wicked. It justifies the righteous. They're doing just the exact opposite. So now we have Donald Trump with presidential immunity from criminal prosecution in Trump versus United States of America, and the Supreme Court went right along with it. Folks, I just, again, let me say it a different way. I'll say it the same way. You're in trouble. You have a said president of America acting like he's above the law when in fact he is not. The law is Article 6, Section 2, which is the Supremacy Clause, and it's his job to enforce and execute the laws found within those Supremacy Clause laws in Article 6, Section 2, which is found in Article 2, Section 3. So in other words, what he just said is, now I'm above the law. Nobody can do anything to me. Oh, what a terrible, 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 terrible place to put yourself at almost 80 years old. You got one foot on a banana peel and the other one's going to slide into hell, which he's already admitted. Regardless if he admitted it or not, we're going to judge him by his fruit, and his fruit does, it does condemn him every step of the way. Now, I want to go over and I want to show you something after that. And again, I didn't plan this. This is just stuff coming up, folks, and it's easy to find. And this is what people are supporting. And again, as I said, that support base is diminishing very quickly. He's got a 32% approval rating in America. Okay, we're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait.
If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John Dickinson stated, "All artful rulers who strive to extend their power beyond its just limits endeavor to give their attempts as much resemblance or semblance of legality as possible." And when we look to Ephesians 4:14, we can see exactly where John Dickinson extracted the light from that exposes the darkness when making his point, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence. Bradley knows American history and he knows the Bible. Tune into Bradley's powerful and informative radio show and you too will understand the importance of America's true Christian heritage.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We should be inexcusable to God, to our posterity, to the whole world, if we hesitated a single moment in asserting our right and repelling the attacks of lawless power. Reverend Peter Thacker. President Theodore Roosevelt said, "To announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, beforeitsnews.com. Listen, if you're going to call in, I need you sticking to the topic today, okay, because we jump around so much here. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Wanted to give everybody a heads up, especially my affiliates. Go ahead and check out the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the store. Wanted to let you know that your orders go out first thing in the morning, and you will have them within 3 to 5 days. Also wanted to let you know we are having church every Sunday for people across the country, and people have requested that we do a church service. We've been doing them for the last 3, 4, 5 months now on sonsoflibertymedia.com every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, so let's go on. I was just highlighting the fact that Donald Trump now has just basically pronounced to the world that he's above the law, and the Supreme Court, again, corrupt as they are from the top of their heads to the bottom of their soul, and they've done this over and over and over and over again, friends. They're not discovering the law and applying the law. No, 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 friends. They're activists. That's what they are. They're playing the activists, nothing more, nothing less. And I want to make clear y'all understand that the Constitution in Article 3, Section 1 says that they sit during good behavior. And if they don't sit during good behavior, Americans, it applies to them. It applies to the president. He's not above the law. He's there to uphold the law. He's not there to be served by the people. He's there to serve the people. If only people took the time to understand what the Constitution says, okay? They're not above the law. Impeach them, okay? Article 2, Section 4, prosecute them. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 as well. Now, I was just highlighting the fact that Donald thinks he's above the law in presidential immunity from criminal prosecution. Just imagine that. Just imagine that. Do whatever you want to do. And then when it's time to pay the piper and pay for the consequences of your transgression of the law or the transgressions of the law, 1 John 3:4, no, just go to the Supreme Court. Go to your buddies on the court and say, hey, listen, I can do whatever I want to do. And the American people, let them do this. Did you notice what I highlighted when I showed Congress.gov concerning this presidential immunity, which is nonsense, folks? It says the first time, it says for the first time, the existence and scope of a constitutionally based presidential immunity from criminal indictment and prosecution. You can't even make it up. You can't even make it up. That is what defines a despot. That is what the definition is for tyranny. Folks, I remember 20 years ago, I told you they are doing their best to Europeanize America. And the first thing they did is started to demoralize the people. And the people allowed them to do it. And the way they did it is that's all the politicians had to do is get up there and tell the people what they want to hear. Like they do every presidential election cycle. And then what do they do when they get in office? They turn on the people. It's the same thing. That stops when the people stop it. It's that simple. I want to go over because we are also highlighting none other than a woman doing an interview with Dr. McCullough, David McCullough, and she asked the question, why hasn't none other than Anthony Fauci been indicted yet? Well, here, this may shed a little light on the situation.
Corrupt was intentional. Dr. Fauci influenced the analytical process and findings.
This is a CIA whistleblower.
Position to ensure the... Good morning, Chairman Paul and other members of the Oversight Committee. I was responsible for leading the Diggs investigation into COVID origins, anomalous health incidents, and unidentified anomalous phenomena. I'm here today to discuss the COVID cover-up, the national security implications associated with the Diggs investigative findings, and CIA refusal to comply with lawful oversight, as well as how we remedy these problems. Intelligence community leaders and senior analysts downplayed the possibility that the COVID pandemic originated as a result of a lab incident. Motives are difficult to define given the scope of the Diggs review. Intentional or not, the IC's actions resulted in a cover-up, wasted resources, and a failure to properly inform policymakers. Public health policy would have been very different had the American public been made aware that a virus from a lab in China was going to serve as the foundation for an emergency use authorization mRNA products being mandated by the former administration. Dr. Fauci's role in the cover-up was intentional.
CIA whistleblower.
The analytical process.
Guilty as charged, people.
By leveraging his position to ensure the IC.
Guilty as charged.
Consulted
brand new.
With a conflicted list of curated
Another
subject
one.
Matter experts, public health officials, and scientists. This included some of the authors of the paper, The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2, and other public health experts who have been in his orbit for the last 20-plus years.
Yep.
Some of the scientists were part of the biological sciences expert.
Here, this is a definition of a conspiracy. That's what this is. All those people that have been in his circle, he called it an orbit, for 20 years, they're all guilty of it. Remember, back in 2015, there was a CEO from the CDC that came forward that wanted Congress to investigate the CDC. 6 years later, they come out with this. And so what they do is they turn it on the people. And guess who paid for all of this, by the way? You did. The federal government stole your money, and they reallocated your tax dollars to pay off pharmaceutical companies that were going bankrupt. Here is another whistleblower, namely under the CIA, testifying under oath that Fauci tried to cover up lab leak theory. What he said at the end, I couldn't believe. That's what it says. That's the header, right? And what he said is he knew all along as to exactly what he was doing. How could it be otherwise, friends? He did it in the past. He tried it 10 years prior to 2021. The American people laughed at him. Did you know that? No. They just had to wait for the people to be a little bit dumber than the decade prior and the decade previous to the one that they tried in 2021. And they succeeded because they got a couple fools to put a mask on and to take the shot because they now trust the government that they said they didn't trust. And the minute someone put a mask on and they complied, what they didn't realize, they thought their compliance was just going to deter the tyrants away from them, when in fact it encouraged them. It added strength to their tyranny to attack again and again and again and again. And so what did they just do a couple weeks ago? Only to prove the point. I told you they were coming again. And they're going to come again, and they're going to come again, and they're going to do it again. Hey, folks, it's like the history of mankind. If we allow people like this to continue on, there's going to be nobody left. There's going to be nobody left. That's quite embarrassing, is it not? Oh, absolutely it is. But again, I can't. Americans, I know people like to be entertained. But I want you to understand that the word tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. So as long as you're being entertained by what you call conservatism today, I want you to understand the reason they're worth millions of dollars, because they're all wearing the same jersey. I don't care which one it is, Mark Levin. I don't care if it's that guy, Glenn Beck, who is just goofy from start to finish. Sean Hannity. I don't care which one it is. They're worth millions upon tens of millions of dollars because you haven't figured out that they're just parroting what it is that they're told to parrot by the what? The teleprompter. They're not conservatives no more than the devil is, friends. Again, I've said it 1,000 times and I'll end with this. Are they making reference to the laws that have been violated by the politicians to bring about justice? Or are they not? They are not. They never bring in the Constitution. What do? They bring in a straw man called the left, called the Democrats, which does not constitutionally exist, no more than a Republican does. And what do? They sit there and divide and conquer, as if to suggest there's a right side of the Constitution and there's a left side of the Constitution. No, there is not. We are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law. And P.S., for those that you call on the left aisle that are promulgating and advocating these crimes against we the people, are the fruit of what you call the right, Matthew 5:13. And furthermore, you also need to understand there is no difference in this uniparty system. They're in it together, because if it wasn't true, guess what? They wouldn't be talking right and left all day long, because it doesn't exist. Americans, let me say it this way. You don't need to point your finger back at the bad guys as the ones that are responsible for destroying your country. No, that's all you have to do is, for the most part, go look in the mirror, because you're doing it to yourselves. Those said conservatives of today are worth tens of millions of dollars, because you don't realize they don't work for the people. They work for the sponsors, for the golden calf, period. I'm going to take a quick break. On the other side, I'm going to show you something else here, friends. And I think this is probably going to ignite a little righteous indignation, and rightfully so. But I'm going to show a video of a public school in Michigan where Muslims are actually teaching American kids in school and classroom trips, or should I say field trips, the Muslim religion. Where did that come from? I think you might be a little surprised, but if you're paying attention, you're not going to be surprised. If you want to call in, we got one more segment to go. The fastest hour on national radio, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I would also say to your Cantor friends, it's interesting how we're making America great again, but somehow or another we're sliding into the depths of hell on a daily, weekly basis, and you still haven't figured it out? Come on, work with me. Work with me. Matthew 15:14. We'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
BBSRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Okay. Stick to the topic, final segment. Want to show you what's going on in Michigan here. We've known this. We've been warned about this. And again, Americans, you've been warned about this over and over and over and over and over again concerning the infiltration of those that have not come into America to assimilate, but to basically conquer. And it's exactly what they're doing. And they're doing it in your schools. And by the way, did you also know they're doing it with the help of the communist organization that does not have lawful standing, called the American Civil Liberties Union, where Roger Baldwin, the CEO of that company, said the end of the ACLU is communism. See, that's the organization, the communist organization, that professed Christians tucked tail and capitulated because they were afraid. They didn't want to be called names. names if they dare said Jesus in public school. I'm here again to tell you, the enemy's not destroying you, Americans. You're doing it all on your own because you never lost the right in the first place. I'll tell you who doesn't have the right to come into America and begin to basically advocate, promulgate, disseminate, and to indoctrinate young people with a religion that is foreign to who we are as a people. Now, some people will say, but aren't they afforded asylum? Of course they're afforded asylum, okay? But they have to assimilate. That's not what they're doing. When you see said Muslims come into America, establish mosques, you can ask John Guandoli, former FBI, he said the mosques have a militant underbelly. They're military bases. If you don't believe me, folks, look to Europe. Folks, if you don't believe me, look to Australia. Folks, if you don't believe me, look to New Zealand. Hey, folks, if you don't believe me, go look at the UK. I don't know why you wouldn't believe me. It's not like we don't back up everything we say here. But I'm just trying to drive the nail in a little bit further so it gets into your hard head and first and foremost, your heart. This isn't a game. This is how Europe, now Europe is rising up. And they're basically demanding their said representatives deport these individuals for the crimes committed against them and their people in their countries. Here, let me ask you a question. Why would any government, especially American government, why would your said representatives seek the densest population in the world? Did you know that Somalia has the most ignorant population in the whole world? And I'm not blaming many of them for that, but I'll tell you what they're being used for. They're being used as mercenaries, is what they're being used for. If you look at the history of the Muslims and how they're used as mercenaries. And if you look at the populations they bring with them, they just use them in mass. And what the radicals on the front that are promoted by the media in the particular countries in which they take over, they use the numbers to intimidate the rest of us. But I want to tell you something. One of the things that you need to understand that when the First Amendment was erected, it was constructed, it was institutionalized in America. It was done by none other than George Washington and Ames Fisher. Fisher Ames. But you need to understand when they were talking about freedom of religion, you need to understand and know that that was freedom of religion was under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Did you know that? Not a foreign God, because Judges 5:8 says that when you allow foreigners to come into your country, any country, and you allow them to go ahead and settle away and do what they want to do, the Lord said there's going to be war within the gate. That's exactly what happens to countries that these Muslims enter into. Every single one of them, without exception, every single one of them. What happens? They conglomerate, they colonize, and then they attack. And then they upend the government system in which they have now not assimilated to, but they've imported themselves into. And who did it? The governments did. But again, remember, in America, the First Amendment is one nation under God. We're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, they can come here, but they must assimilate. And if they're not assimilating, that's an act of treason. And it's exactly what you're seeing on a massive scale. Here, let me show you what's going on in Michigan, just so you understand. There are a bunch of little kids. And what they're doing is they're swinging their flags around. I have much of this video, by the way. It's just a little piece, about 15 seconds long. But it's American children in public schools. Shame on you, parents. And by the way, this is why I continuously point my finger at the parents, because the parents like to blame the children for the way that they are, but yet it's a reflection of the parents that send them into public school to be raised up by their sworn enemies. And yet they want to blame their kids for what they themselves are responsible for. How dare you? The Bible tells you to raise up your children. Proverbs 22, verse 6. It doesn't tell you to drop your kid off to your sworn enemies and have them raise them up. Well, that's what's happening, friends. That's what's happening. And this is not an isolated incident. But I want you to know where this is all coming from. Yesterday I brought this up. And again, I love when people put a cliffhanger with me. and saying, okay, Bradley, you're going to need to back that up. Here, I want you to see this. This is January 29th of 2020, and it was Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, that the only ones that had intestinal fortitude to stand up and tell the American people what I'm telling you right now. Where did that, while Donald Trump was telling you he was going to build a wall, which was never built, isn't it interesting what he was doing, which goes back to Isaiah 5:20 again. The United States, this is the headline, United States is funding of Islamist charity groups triples under Donald Trump. Now, I want to say this. I'm not blaming Donald Trump because he's a scoundrel. He's a criminal. He's a repeat criminal. He's been groomed in a favorable light under the mainstream media that you say you don't believe in, yet when he gets to the pulpit and he tells you something somehow or another, some of you fools believe what he has to say. And I say fool for the very purpose of Romans 1:22, where you profess to be wise. You want to go around and tell everybody, this is the guy that we have to vote for. This is what he's standing for. He's going to make America great again. But don't judge him by his fruit. Because if you judge him by his fruit, then we're going to have a serious problem. But that's what Jesus said. How do you judge men? Matthew 7:16-20. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. How are you judging them? Well, someone will say that's just coincidental. Even if it was coincidental, Donald Trump said he was doing the exact opposite again. He is a representative of the people. You know what? Donald Trump in this country is supposed to be a representative of the law. Whose law? Common law, canonical law, God's law. It's called common law. That's whose law he's supposed to be upholding. Read Deuteronomy 17. Read the second half of the chapter. That's what a said representative is supposed to be doing and what he's not supposed to be doing. But folks, if this isn't a treasonous act coming from Donald Trump in 2020, what is? What is? Oh, I'm not done. Did you also know that Alex Newman reported back in 2018 of September 10th, this is right when Donald Trump was at the helm telling the American people what they wanted to hear. But again, we know what you said, and we know you're telling the people what they want to hear, but this is what he was really doing. Did you know that Betsy DeVos from Michigan, she's hated there, by the way, signs on to globalist UN education agenda for the United States of America under Donald Trump. How many politicians do you see cleaving to Donald Trump right now? The only reason they're doing it, friends, is because they want to be promoted. And they're willing to lie. They're willing to overlook the crimes of this current administration. And folks, I am telling you, if you just open your eyes and close your mouth just for a moment and pay attention to the fruit that's hanging on his branches, you're going to understand that he's guilty as charged, along with his administration, okay? But I got to ask you a question, Americans. Where's the justice? Because you're the only one that's going to bring it. We got Bob calling in from Texas. Bob, thank you for calling in. Thank you for holding. My friend, you got about a minute and a half. It's all yours.
This should be really short. Regarding the Muslim invasion, we have a guarantee. It's Article 4, Section 4. And the penalty for violating that or enabling those that violate it, you know, aiding and comforting, is high treason. And I've called my Texas Sharia Caucus members, 28 of them, three times, the federal ones twice, and nobody knows a thing about it. Now, there's Tench Cox in his pamphlet from 1787, number 145-46, that explains it explicitly. So I would like you to do a deep dive and talk to your representatives that you know and get them on board with this. I had a Google alert. It's a
tree, yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
I had a Google alert that the last hit was in 2022, and that was from constituting America.
Okay, Bob, go ahead and finish that. We are off air. Go for it.
okay, I get a feedback on mine, and I get, it's hard enough for me to keep my sanity. But
well, we're all trying to do that, man. We just got to stay focused, and that's what we're doing in the process, waking people up.
And this Article 4 thing is just driving me nuts, because I'm on a chat with like 150 delegates that are going to the convention in June, and I can't convince any of them. None of them can tell me I'm wrong, but they just ignore it and don't want to go there because the penalty is, you know, high treason.
Yep.
And that is, you know, hanging till you're almost dead, disemboweling, burning them while you're looking at it.
Yep. Yep. Bob, thank you, guy. Totally appreciate you, man. Very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, guys, we're at the end of the show. I do want to say someone just said something here, and I wanted you to check this out. Right. I want to make clear, Regina, I see, look up how Zionists feel about Islam and Christianity. Remember, Zionists are using Islam as the broom to sweep away their political opposition. Who is Donald Trump serving right now? He said, let's make Israel great again. Just last week, Donald Trump, just so you know, just to show you the severity of the times, he said he's got a 99% approval rating in modern-day Israel, and he's considering becoming a prime minister there. In America, he's got 32% approval rating. Who's he working for, Americans? Just ask yourself. He's a Zionist, okay? And it doesn't take a genius to figure out why people are standing up, especially the young people, calling them out for what they're responsible for. And somehow or another, people just don't get it. The young people are standing up in such a way today because they have to fight off what it is, those wolves that have been left that are parents, that their parents, the younger generation's parents, didn't deal with. They have to. What would you expect them to do? Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. One more point. Somebody also said, somebody also said something about... and I'm just looking right now. We're off air, so we're good, okay? Self-governance is based on self-control, nothing more. Exactly right. Maybe, too. Thank you for the comment. I wanted to add to that because as I just looked down, I thought that was a good point. Remember Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House back in the 1800s? He's the one that said either we're going to be ruled by the word of God within or going to be ruled by the bayonet without. So it's really our call as to how we respond to heaven's commands. Okay, and actually standing up and preserving this country in which we have. But we're not going to do it without justice. I can tell you that right now. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Love you by what we do. We'll talk.